You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
A beautiful sunset is always beautiful, but you need to be careful because true hogwash is not true.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzon. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
And right off the bat, I'm going to admit I'm not quite sure what the issue is with the adjectives in the sentence you just read.
Fair enough. The issue is, where is the adjective showing up in the sentence? And does it mean the same thing wherever it shows up? Most adjectives will mean exactly the same thing. Let's start with the sunset. A beautiful sunset. And then you could say the sunset is beautiful.
Same thing.
Absolutely the same thing. And that is true of most adjectives. So a red apple, the apple is red. A short play, the play was short. But if we go back to the sentence I started with, true hogwash. And then you say the hogwash is true.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right, because now the hogwash is not hogwash.
Right.
Because it's true.
Because it's true. Okay.
Whereas when true showed up right before hogwash, what linguists would call attributive position, sitting right before the noun, true hogwash means something like quintessential hogwash. It's the very essence of hogwash, but not that it is true. Only a few adjectives in English do this, where they mean something different in attributive position, right before the noun, or what linguists would call predicative position, out after a linking verb like is. Let's look at a perfect idiot. Now move that after a linking verb.
The idiot is perfect. Okay, so a perfect idiot, quintessential idiot, right?
Uh-huh.
And then maybe the idiot is perfect for that particular role or job?
Could be, but clearly perfect means something different.
Two different things,
in
yeah.
those two sentences. Now let's talk about the governor. The governor was late, and then move late before the noun.
And now he's dead. Oh, no.
Exactly, the late governor. That one is a fairly dramatic shift
right.
in meaning when we move that adjective around. Another adjective that does this is real. One example would be if I said, my cat is a real trickster. It's not that I'm creating a contrast between my cat being an imaginary trickster and a real trickster. It's that this is, again, it could be the sort of quintessential meaning. She is really a trickster versus my cat is real.
Good to know.
They're real is that sense of my cat is actually not imaginary. Another adjective, let's see what you can do with this one, is apparent.
Apparent, okay. Well, you could say the apparent conflict was, but then if you switch it around and say the conflict was apparent, you get something else. Because in the first case, it's we think the conflict was, but in the second case, it's definitely that.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
I was thinking about a conflict of interest. So if you have an apparent conflict of interest, well, we think there's a conflict of interest there, but hard to know might not be true, versus her boredom became apparent. It became visible. We know it's there. I was thinking about this Sunday because just this past week I was talking with students about these kinds of sentences as one way of showing them that grammar, which people think is boring, is really not so boring because here are these really weird adjectives, not that many of them, but they're weird when they mean something different in these different positions in a sentence, and I'll bet many people hadn't noticed that before.
Well, Anne, thanks so much for spicing up adjectives.
Happy Halloween!
Anne Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And while you're there, give us a review. We like to hear what you think.